Patient's last name is ISAACS. First name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Visit date is 10/14/2013. This is a patient seen in rheumatology for a follow-up appointment. Patient being followed up for inflammatory spondyloarthropathy. And on sulfasalazine, 3 tablets twice a day. Next paragraph, at the last visit, patient was complaining of a rash on and off, which she says just come on and off, but she's not very concerned about it presently. Next paragraph, the patient says she's been having pain in her low back, which is bothersome, 4x10 the pain stiffness of 15 to 20 minutes, and she's had new pains in both hips, due to which she's not able to sleep. The patient she's tired of being in pain almost every day. On examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, and only the pertinent positive and negatives will be noted. Examination of the hips bilaterally, the tendon is noted, bilateral greater trochanter. Examination of the neck, the spasm noted, tendon is present, and range of motion within normal limits. Examination of the hands and feet within normal limits, no swelling. Examination of the hands, there's tenderness noted, bilateral CMC joints. Next line, hyphen, examination of the back, patient able to touch toes, range of motion within the normal limits. Pertinent labs. No new labs, last labs being July 2013. WBC count is 6.9, hemoglobin 13.8, platelets are 216. GFR is 88, vitamin D is 16. Liver enzymes within normal limits. Sodium is slightly elevated at 146, ERP is 0.6, uric acid 4.1, and ESR is 7. Assessment and plan, inflammatory spondyloarthropathy within increasing pain in low back, feet, and bilateral hips. Please include in the history of presenting illness, patient complaints of pain, low back, feet, and bilateral hips. Assessment and plan, inflammatory spondyloarthropathy with increased pain in low back / feet, next and hyphen. Patient started on meloxicam 7.5 milligrams once a day. Sulfa to be continued at 3 tablets twice a day. Next and hyphen, patient advised to take Flexeril at a low dose at 5 milligrams at night. The risk side effect profile of Flexeril, including somnolence, dizziness, and nausea, explained. Number 2, bilateral trochanteric bursitis, left greater than right, and due to which patient's sleep is disturbed and having increasing pain. And the next day, next one, hyphen shot, 1 cc of quinolone and 2 cc's of lidocaine injected into the left greater trochanter under aseptic precautions and sterile technique. Patient tolerated procedure well. Post-procedure instructions given. Side effects explained to patient, including risk of infections and bleeding. Number 3, smoking cessation. Presently at 1 pack a day. Patient had quit in the past for almost 12 years. Patient advised to cut back / quit. Number 4, vitamin D deficiency. Patient has started vitamin D 50,000 for the last 3 weeks. Will complete a 3-month course and check levels. Thank you very much. Dictation by Dr. Cousins.